Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hello, Baby Nation. It's Jack here again, speaking to you it's another off week. We'll be back next week with a regular episode, but I figured since it's an off week, I would pull a fun little sister little episode from the archives and present it to you here. This one's called Little Sister Number 89, Karen's Unicorn. If you like it and if you'd like to support our show, become an elite baby. Go to patreon.com/BSCCpodcast. And for just $5 a month, you get four of these every month. And they're tons of fun. And it's a lovely community of people who listen. So I hope you'll consider signing up for the Patreon. In the meantime, here's Karen's Unicorn. And we will be back next week with the BSC Mystery Board Game.
In 88. Martin wrote some new books that also became a cult. And now it's time. The Babysitters, Baby Elite, Elite Baby, Little Sister, Big Episodes.
And that you're not speaking today?
I thought I'd wait to see what you were going to say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I haven't prepared anything.
This isn't like a Toastmasters. We're having just a chit-chat conversation, but I thought I'd let you start this time just to see
what... Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hello, Jack.
Hello.
It's me, Tanner, and this week I want to talk to you about...
Getting nervous, huh? You're dropping things. You're sweating.
Jack, this week's episode, or at least my portion of this week's episode, I don't have any new writers. I am still fabulously rich from the podcast. I don't have a new writing team. We're doing something a little differently this week on my end of the record. This week's episode is brought to you by Totino's Pizza Rolls.
Okay, great.
So I'm going to infuse a lot. It's a sponsored episode.
Okay, great, perfect.
Just my part. Your part is optional.
Okay.
But I'm going to be bringing a lot of Totino's Pizza Roll energy to the show and talking about Totino's Pizza Rolls quite a bit. Perfect. And their golden brown crisp exterior with just the right amount of crunch and their gooey, delicious melted cheese.
I can't eat that.
Marinara and little pepperoni bits, if that's the flavor you choose to get. I just eat the regular cheese ones because I do not eat meat, but I don't think there's any vegan Totino pizza rolls yet.
Okay.
So this is not a space you can really play in with me. But
okay, great.
Again, it's not, you're not, your portion of the podcast is not sponsored. You're not seeing any of the money from Totino's.
No.
So I don't want you to participate in the sponsored segment because, you know.
I'll just be a bystander. Can you tell me?
You'll just be a bystander.
Yeah. What it is? It's a pizza. It's a, what is it? It's like
Totino's pizza roll. It's about the size of, I would say, a.
What are those pretzels that have bites in the middle of them, like peanut butter in the middle? What's that?
Yeah, it's a little like double the size of like a peanut butter pretzel.
Okay.
A peanut butter filled pretzel.
Yeah.
It's kind of about this big, if you can see.
I can see, but we have a lot of listeners who are the primary audience for this, and they definitely can't.
I'm going to say like a mini Snickers, you know?
Okay.
Like a fun size Snickers. It's about that size.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of like a tiny calzone.
Okay.
It's a pocket of bread with,
yes,
with meat, cheese, and marinara
can't
sauce inside.
I can't eat that.
No, and again, I would hate for you to participate in this, because you're not going to see any of the money from it either. It's solely a sponsorship for my portion of the podcast. So
perfect.
So delicious. It's like a little taste of Italy in each bite.
Okay, that seems like enough, probably.
Yeah, and I do have quite a long, like, one sheet here that they want me to get through.
You have to say everything verbatim. Okay.
I do. I have the full 45 minutes to 1 hour to get everything out, but I do have to get a lot of it out, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I thought we were still hiring teams of writers, so I hired, of course, for this one, Peter S. Beagle, the screenwriter behind 1984's The Last Unicorn.
Okay. That's a good cartoon for this one.
And,
yeah.
And it's just a one-off. I just wanted to work with someone. And the character he's created for me is a guy who last saw that movie in the 80s and is trying to remember what the fuck that movie was about, and maybe this book will jog his memory.
Uh-huh.
And that's the character that I'm going to try to be inhabiting this week.
Okay, that sounds great.
Yeah, we should say the book.
Sponsored at all, or?
No, it's not sponsored.
You're not seeing any money from this episode.
Well, people
I mean,
pay,
other
you know,
than the massive amounts of money that we bring in each week.
Right, yeah. So it's a little untoward,
frankly. Skimming a little extra off the top.
Yeah. And your view is that Tostino's pizza rolls are so of Totino's. The zeitgeist.
Totino's?
It doesn't matter, does it?
It does. Okay. Well, they're pretty explicit here that they want to get the name right.
Okay.
Totino's pizza brand pizza rolls.
Okay. Your view is that Tostino's pizza brand pizza rolls are so relevant that it's not cheating our listeners to be talking about them. It's, in fact, giving them something that they'll enjoy to hear about it.
They'll enjoy hearing about it, and they'll enjoy, it says here, the luscious taste of fresh cheese and vine-ripened tomatoes in the savory marinara sauce.
Okay, I can't eat that. Should we say what the book is? Because we'd like to talk about the Little Sister books, right?
Yes.
And this week, it's
Totino's Presents, Little Sister, Babysitter's Little Sister, Number 89, Karen's Unicorn.
Okay.
Presented by Totino's Pizza
Rolls. And you have said that. It's a good one. It was pretty good. It was a delicious glass of Charbonnet we had this week. Tasty. It's got accents of oak.
Yep.
It got the legs on that thing, woo, all the way up and all the way down.
Yep. It was like biting into a tasty...
Okay. Yeah.
Pizza roll.
Great.
Timothée Charbonnet
wrote this one. A little bit of Little House flavor.
Little House flavor. And you know what that means.
That means it's your song.
Yeah.
Should we say... Oh, well, we don't need to say what happened in the book. You can sing it.
Well, I will sing it in a second. I do need to quickly amend my song. So if you can vamp for a second.
Oh, because you need to put Tostino's in
it. I do need to get some Tostino's in
it. This sponsorship came in
and
for
it
you
is Totino's.
Just as we were starting to record. Is it, I assume.
Literally, yeah, I got it. I got it in our ad platform right as I hit record.
Just and as I'm you hit record.
Sort of processing
so this is really
in real time.
Floor. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So you're changing. So you're currently, for the listeners, what's happening is Tanner is currently rewriting his song to include references to Tostino's tasty pepperoni pizza rolls.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. That's a great use of all of our time, I think. Shall I say some of the things about the book? It's pretty good. It's Charbonnet, so it's 110 pages. She really likes to take that extra 17 pages to get the job done. But she always does a fantastic piece of work. This week is beautifully melded A plot and B plot. Plot is that there's a unicorn, and the B plot is that Karen uses the unicorn to wish that Andrew can ride his bike.
And I'm going to cover all this in the song.
Okay. Yeah. No, I was vamping for you.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So I feel like I've vamped long enough, and I would love to hear what you've done with this song. I assume it's been improved by the Tostino's reference.
I just needed to get, they said, make sure you mention Totino's pizza roll in the song.
Okay. Because
like, they're fans of the show. They know we do songs.
They're huge fans of our Patreon.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they specifically asked to sponsor my portion.
Okay. Yeah.
Of the Patreon.
They didn't want me.
They knew you were going to be difficult about the non-vegan thing.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
I think. And they said maybe like some kind of company for wussies could come and sponsor Jack.
Okay. That's nice.
Yeah. And I said, he's my friend. Please don't talk about him like that.
Yeah.
And
that's nice. Okay. He's doing a jerk off motion.
Yeah.
That sucks. Well, why don't you sing about the book and then I'll kind of pick up the pieces here.
Okay.
Much like I might pick up a few pieces of delicious pizza rolls from Totino's. That's free. You can use that.
Totino's.
Yeah.
Thank you. They did ask it for some like real life experiences with Totino's. So that's perfect.
Yeah.
Because that is what you would do with them.
That's what I might do if I were not vegan. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Karen's Unicorn, number 89.
Please mute yourself if you feel moved to do so. I should also say, and I will say it after you've muted yourself.
Okay, I've muted myself now.
Yep. That I am 100% certain that you've done this song before.
Oh, and
here
great.
We go.
Okay, perfect. Is it Lightning Crashes? I feel like you were always jealous that I did Lightning Crashes. Okay, he's doing that. That little dance with an overbite that he often does when it's a bop.
I thought I saw a myth brought to life. He was white, he had a horn, and he was so equine. He grants wishes and he divines. Well, he couldn't be that myth that I adored. He don't seem to know or seem to care what I was wishing for. I don't know if he's a unicorn. There's Andrew trying to ride his bike. Seth's workshop ran, it just got hiked. That's what's going on. Bob the Unicorn. I want to learn math. And I want to hear from my pen pal who's named Maxie Medvin from New York. If it could be arranged to bike with just two wheels. I want a place where rent is cheap, so use your magic horn and command my fate, Bob the Unicorn. So I guess Bob Gianelli's right. Should've seen you're just a horse, your horn was counterfeit. But you granted all my wishes now. I don't care, my yums they yuck. Miss Coleman's class, they can all get fucked. I don't care what they think. Bob's a unicorn. I want to learn math. And I want to hear from my pen pal who's named Maxie Medvin from New York. If it could be arranged to bike on just two wheels. I want a place where rent is cheap, so use your magic horn and command my fate, Bob the Unicorn. Corn. Little interstitial here.
Oh, lovely. I'm really breakdown. Enjoying this. It's beautiful. And Tanner is lying naked on the floor.
So Andrew's trying to ride his
really
bike, and Seth's workshop rent just got hiked. That's what's going on. Bob the Unicorn. I want to learn math, and I want to hear from my pen pal whose name Maxie Medvin from New York. If it could be arranged to bike on just two wheels. I want a place where rent is cheap, so use your magic horn. And I want to eat lunch, and I want to hear the crunchy crust that's fame, just like fresh pizza from New York. Such a lovely taste, Totino's Pizza Rolls. Rolls.
Seamless.
Long outro.
Okay, this is it. Okay. This is it. Wow.
You know it.
I know it. I know it.
We can fade it and talk.
You want to talk?
Over the long outro.
There's no more singing.
No more singing. Yeah.
So that outro, I never have an opportunity to say this to anyone, but it very specifically reminds me of a riff in a James song called She's a Star. I think about that a lot.
Yeah. She's a star.
Yeah. Oh, you know it.
Star above me.
No, that's not
She's so lovely.
No. Okay, well, we'll play a clip. The other thing that's interesting to say about Torn, at this point, is probably old hat and everyone knows it, but it's originally not Natalie Imbruglia, is it?
I don't know.
It's Edna Swap. Okay. So I didn't do the song.
Oh, you
haven't? For what it's worth. I haven't.
But that could have been my excuse, is you did the Edna Swap version, I did the Natalie Imbruglia version.
Yeah. I have often looked for a reason to do Torn because I'm a fan of it and I like to think about it. But I've never had the opportunity, and this was the perfect opportunity.
Well, so Torn rhymes with unicorn, and the whole plot of the song is that it's kind of about sort of two people who can't see a woman who kind of has a mythical idea of someone,
right? Yes,
and
as Kara does.
Disappointed by
it's actually very poetic.
Yeah.
So Edna Swap, I came across Edna Swap again yesterday.
Yeah, let's hear more about Edna Swap.
Okay, great. Yes, that's what I want. We'll play a clip of their Torn here. I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. My conversation has run dry. That's what's going on. So I came across Edna Swap yesterday because I was doing, as you do on a Saturday, a deep dive into every band that had ever been featured on MTV's Buzz Bin.
Yep, yep, yep. You were making a Spotify playlist?
Because I was thinking about that band Dig. You know, they have that song, Why Won't You Believe? We'll play a clip. Yep. I think about Dig a lot. And then I realized that Edna Swap had been featured on
I think
Buzz
about
Bin.
The Dig a lot, too.
Okay, good.
The LucasArts adventure game.
Okay, I don't know it.
Oh, it's sort of a late-era LucasArts adventure game in the style of Loom or
Okay, yeah, you
Monkey
have mentioned
Island.
It before, I'm realizing. Yeah,
the Dig.
Edna Swap has this kind of gothic vibe, and they have a producer. Do you still want to talk about Edna Swap? Because I'm enjoying it.
Can I stop you?
Well, one of the guys in Edna Swap is this guy called Phil Fornelli, who is actually most famous for producing some Cure albums. I think he produced Pornography.
Oh, you know what that reminds me of?
What?
The Cured Pepperoni.
Okay.
Expertly cured pepperoni in the Italian tradition inside of every savory bite of a Totino's pizza roll.
Okay, that's great. Yeah. He also produced Natalie Imbruglia's debut.
So he just did it again. He's just like, yeah, this one worked.
So originally that song was given by Edna Swap to an artist called Liz Sorensen. So that's the actual original recording of Torn.
Okay.
Then Edna Swab does it, and they don't. Their version isn't that great. And then Natalie does it, and Natalie, of course, was not known primarily as a singer. She was known as a star of
soap
the
opera actress.
Australian soap Neighbours.
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 Hello, neighbour. How are you doing today?
Yeah, and I think that's it. That's I'm all tapped out now.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a lot of Edna Swap and a lot of Torn mythology that no one asked for.
Yeah.
Feels like I did a pretty good job.
I liked it. I
filled in a lot of the gaps.
Yeah. Why don't I say what happens?
Okay.
There's a circus. Well, no. Karen has become obsessed with unicorns independently. New obsession for Karen.
Yep.
Meanwhile, a circus comes to town. It's called Mac DeMarco Circus. Is that right?
I don't think so.
It's called Circus DeMarco.
Because I'm pretty sure Mac DeMarco is a...
He's an indie artist.
A rapper?
No, he's an indie artist.
He's an indie artist, yes. Okay.
This one's called Circus DeMarco.
DeMarco, and it is Mac DeMarco's circus.
And it is Mac DeMarco's circus, and it's way ahead of its time.
Yeah.
And they promise that they've got a real live unicorn that's magic.
Yep. That's true, and it's never through the. And this is a spoiler.
Yeah,
it's never refuted in the book officially.
No, and this is actually a segment that's called Tangentially, because Susan Tang, who does the covers for these books, she's got a real MO when something like this comes around. What she's written on the cover of the book is. Is this a real unicorn?
Yeah. And it's a great question because it's never resolved.
No,
in the
it
book.
Is a great question, but it's also, I am 99% certain that on the cover of Karen's Mermaid, she's written, is this a real mermaid? And on the
also,
cover of
never
Karen's
confirmed.
Angel, is this a real angel? And probably Karen's leprechaun, and that's deeply problematic. But she's like, is this a real leprechaun? Like, let it go. Read the fucking books, Susan, or you tell us. I don't know.
While we're speaking tangentially, I want to draw your attention, Jack.
Okay.
Your tangentian, tang.
I said it pretty well, as well as it can be said.
For me, it's... In chapter 13, it's the first full-size image in chapter 13.
Okay.
That Susan has drawn for us and put in this book.
Okay, I'm turning to that page now. Oh, okay. Whoa. Ah! Oh! Ah! Ah!
It's a lovely portrait of Little House family at the circus. It's Mommy, it's Karen, it's Andrew, it's Seth.
Yeah.
But Susan has pushed them to the very upper edge of the frame. They take up about the top 15% of the picture. And the remaining 85% is a...
Very frightening.
Startlingly close-up portrait of a clown.
Yeah.
The clown is right in our faces. It's juggling. Its face is impossibly huge.
Its face is the size of all four of their faces put together.
Here's what I'll say.
Yeah.
This could be a perspective trick.
Yeah.
It could be that the clown is much closer to us than the Engel Brewer family.
Okay. That's possible.
Or the clown could be enormous.
I think it's an enormous clown.
Yeah. It's
That's
just
why
like
they're
a
also
it's like a
amazed.
40-foot tall clown.
Yeah.
And like each of the balls he's juggling is like bigger than their heads.
Well, the balls also look exactly like his nose. So it kind of looks like he's
He's like just juggling clown noses.
Clown noses. Those are the clowns. Those other balls are the clowns he's murdered.
Yes, and he's showing off that he can juggle their noses.
Yeah, which is not technically difficult to do, but it would be emotionally difficult to do.
It's a startling picture that Susan has.
It's terrifying
here.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just wanted to cover that while we were speaking tangentially.
Yeah, no, I'm glad.
She also, at one point in the book, the question of Bob's authenticity. Sorry, Bob is the unicorn.
Unicorn is named Bob.
I don't mean to speak as though we're close, but that's just its name.
That's the name of the unicorn. Yeah,
it's people name.
It's
there's also
people.
it has a
secret
real name.
Magic name. Yeah.
Yes. Later on in the book, at the very end, while Karen is trying to figure out whether or not Bob is real, because Bob has actually granted every single one of Karen's wishes.
Yes.
Which is the main A plot of the book, but
yeah, she does 5 wishes. She wishes. So the real B plot, the other B plot is that Seth's workshop is too expensive and he has to find a new one.
Yes. So Karen finds him a new one, and that's where they are at the very end of the book.
Yeah.
And while they're there setting up, they see the circus leaving town. And at the very end was a pickup truck pulling a horse van.
Yeah.
Bob, I cried.
Unicorn van, I think.
A small window was open at the front of the van. I could see part of Bob's head and mane. He turned his head and one brown eye looked at me.
Oh, yeah.
I squinted my eyes, but I could not see whether or not he had a horn. And then a brief moment later, Susan has drawn this scene.
Mm-hmm.
And has drawn Bob with his head fully out of the van window, looking at Karen and Andrew, who are waving at him, and he's got a...
He does have a horn.
He's resplendent with a horn.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't catch that. So Susan is weighing in here.
Susan has decided.
She's decided that this is a unicorn. That's not in the book.
Even in his off hours.
Yeah, that Bob wears his unicorn.
It's still a unicorn.
Interesting.
And he granted all the wishes. And like,
yeah.
The alternative, if Bob isn't a unicorn,
yeah.
The alternative is almost too terrible to think about it because it means someone else, some other deity, was intercepting Karen's wishes and granting them.
And granting them, which is terrifying.
Could have been like a Needful Thing sort of situation where.
Right. She'll have to pay back fivefold.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. That's frightening too.
So I pray that Bob is a unicorn.
I pray that Bob is a unicorn because the alternative is too terrible to even countenance.
Yep.
So that's everything, right? Andrew's trying to ride a bike that's too big for him.
He's trying to ride a bike who's too big for him. Karen wanted to meet, so that her 5 wishes were meet Bob again.
Meet Bob again.
Hear from Maxie Medvin, her
pen pal.
Pen pal in New York.
Yeah.
Do well on the math test. Get Seth a workshop and teach Andrew how to ride a two-wheel
bike. Yeah, and all of those things are accomplished by the end of the novel. Though no one believes Karen that the unicorn is real. Even Hanny and Nancy are unicorn skeptics of the first order.
Yep.
Something I'd like to briefly draw your attention to.
Yeah.
Is, I guess it's a segment, and I hope it'll come up again.
Okay.
But it's called Circus History with Miss Colvin.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can we take another run at the read?
Okay,
I'll do
sure.
the read.
Oh, you'll do the read. Okay, yeah.
The segment intro.
Yeah, go for it.
Totino's presents Circus History with Miss Colvin, presented by Totino's Principles.
Okay, that's great. That's really fun. I like that a lot. Miss Colvin has I don't know why, but she's obsessed with like the history of old circuses all of a sudden. Like, that's her thing now. Like, she won't let it go. It's not a thing that anyone possibly cares about. I've got 2 examples of it. Here's the first. Miss Coleman held up her hand for silence. "I want to talk about circuses in general," she said. "Did you know circuses have been around for hundreds of years? They grew out of the tradition of traveling shows. Early circuses featured jugglers, acrobats, singers, and any unusual act people could think of. The circus would travel around the countryside entertaining people. Instead of buying tickets, people would throw the performers coins or food or whatever they had. It is only recently that circuses have become organized and had tents and sold tickets."
Yeah.
So a couple things about this. One, Ms. Coleman, is this something kids need to know? No.
No.
It's not going to be useful for them. That's not
You're essentially useful. Just encouraging kids to throw food at circus performers.
Two, I don't think that the circus history Ms. Coleman is describing is sufficiently different from circus present to warrant our attention. It's like, basically, in the past, circuses were, just like now, jugglers and acrobats and circus things. But a difference is that instead of selling tickets, money changed hand at the booths directly. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's what is
the
that?
Key difference?
Ms. Coleman.
Well, now circuses are essentially extinct.
Yes, yes, good, because they're cruel to animals. And here's the second thing Ms. Coleman does. This is when she hands out the permission slips. Please have your parents sign these permission slips. Return them on Monday. In addition, Ms. Coleman went on, you will have a special assignment to work on at the circus. You must find three things that could have been the same in a circus 100 years ago and three things that are different.
That's going to be very easy.
Yeah.
The first three things are going to be very easy.
Yeah.
Should we do it now?
Yeah.
I haven't been to a circus since I was a young child.
Animal acts.
Same. Yep. Clowns.
Animal acts. Clowns.
Well, and here's one key difference.
Yeah.
I'm assuming 100 years ago, the clowns were normal height.
Normal height. Yeah. And that's a difference.
Now they're like 40 now they're, feet tall.
Yeah. Terribly oversized.
So that's one difference there. You don't throw food at performers anymore.
Nope. And so everyone has difference. Cell phones now.
Yeah, and everyone's looking at their dang phones.
They're not even paying attention.
Right.
They're doing it for the gram. Now, in 100 years ago, they did it for the sheer joy of it, and now they're doing it for the gram. That's a difference. How about that, Ms. Coleman? What do you think about
A-?
That?
A minus.
Yeah.
Thank what Ms. you. Coleman says.
Yeah. But I just thought that really tickled me that Ms. Coleman is like an expert on and fascinated by the topic of minute differences between circuses now and circuses in the 1900s.
Yeah.
Good.
Good job, Ms. Coleman.
Yeah. And now, a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.
Hey everybody, it's Evil Jack here, and I have some bad news to share, which is that the evil BetterHelp competitor that Evil Tanner and I started, WetterHelp, which offers all the same services as BetterHelp, except 100% soggier, is going under, both literally and figuratively. Unfortunately, a lot of the therapists we tried to work with, despite being licensed counselors who you would expect to be some of the most understanding people in the world, were actually extremely rude and unforgiving about how damp their contracts were when it came time to sign, and a lot of our clients expressed a surprising amount of dissatisfaction with their sessions, despite the fact that we went above and beyond to ensure that each interaction was as quaggy, mushy, squelchy, moist, and waterlogged as we could manage within the constraints of a small business. Also, our offices are sinking. All of this is, of course, causing me and Evil Tanner a good deal of stress, anxiety, grief, LGBT matters, and self-esteem, which means that we are going to have to make use of some of the many licensed therapists at BetterHelp, despite the fact that they don't have a 100% moistness guarantee, and their counselors insist on conducting some of the most bone-dry therapy sessions you could imagine. If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should definitely give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. At the moment, we are sadly unable to offer you the squelchy, sopping alternative that WetterHelp was really starting to be known for, so I guess you're just going to have to do it the old-fashioned way and call your therapist from the shower, or ideally, some kind of bog. If you've got some things you really want to get off your chest, just fill out a brief questionnaire at BetterHelp to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. But if you want the soaking of a lifetime, well, I guess you're just going to have to stand next to a puddle and wait for a bus to drive by, because apparently there's no room in this country for entrepreneurs anymore. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bedfellows today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bedfellows.
Hey, Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What do you
want?
Can
I talk about a character that I like very much?
Yes, please. Can you do it without mentioning Tostino's pizza rolls?
It's Totino's. Okay. And no, I can't.
Okay.
And the segment is called
Totino's Presents Checking In with Seth, God of Chaos, presented by Totino's Pizza.
Seth is really funny this week. He does a lot of weird shit. He's really upset about the workshop situation.
Yeah, he thinks he's going to have to get a workshop 45 minutes away that is much smaller than his current workshop.
Yeah.
So Seth's current landlord is like, sorry.
We're renovating and we're raising the rent.
Yeah, we're renovating, we're raising the rent. We're casting you out, you a carpenter.
Yeah.
You cannot stay here anymore. Sound familiar?
Yeah. Okay. Now I see there's no room for you.
There's no room for
at this
you
retail
here,
space.
Carpenter.
Carpenter. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so that's a subtle message, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
I don't think when Jesus was told that there was no room for him, he was
a little baby.
He was a tiny baby or maybe even a fetus.
But Joseph was a carpenter.
Joseph was also a carpenter. That's where Jesus learned it.
Joseph was mainly a carpenter. Jesus was a fisherman.
Yes. And Jesus was a carpenter.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, I think we've talked about this before.
Yeah. Well, speaking of things that parents inherited from their kids.
Yeah.
Or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
This is what Seth had to say.
Okay, yes,
when
great.
He discovered that he got a new workshop.
Right.
We heard the front door open and close. Mommy looked surprised. Seth? She called. Seth came into the kitchen. His big smile was on his face. You were home very early, said Mama. Sorry. said Mommy.
Is that because that's what Miles calls Jamie?
Miles still doesn't say anything, but that's what I call Jamie to Miles.
Okay, yeah.
Go find Mama.
Yeah.
You were home very early, said Mommy. That is right, said Seth. Oh, wait, that's not Seth's voice.
No. That is right.
That is right, said Seth. First he hugged Mommy, then he hugged me, then he hugged Andrew. I do not know why, but we all started laughing. What is it? Asked Mommy.
I have Gigandoli wonderful news,
said Seth. So I think maybe this is where Karen got it.
That she got it from Seth.
I think she got it from Seth, and I think it's maybe Seth's native tongue, whatever
okay.
that is.
Yeah. Okay. So maybe Gigandoli,
it's like
not Gigandoli.
Ancient Egyptian.
Yes. Okay. Yes. It's Aramaic.
Yeah. It's Aramaic. Yeah. Gigandoli.
Okay. So I can go and look that up at some point and figure out what that means. That makes sense. So that's where
I'm
she
surprised
gets it
you
from.
Don't know it.
Well, I don't know everything.
Yeah.
Including, I'm realizing, at anything that happens in The Last Unicorn.
Yeah. I've noticed that pretty. There's been a pretty big void.
Yeah.
Well, in the episode, it seemed like the writers of your character would maybe bring a little of that Last Unicorn heat, but they really haven't.
Well, maybe we'll just kind of we'll have the back half be a little top heavy with it. Do you want to help me?
Well, I've gotten through very few of little very little of my copy for Totino's, so the back half's going to have to be pretty.
Can we
Totino's
do here's can we do
well.
A little bit of Last Unicorn talk now, you and me, and you can throw in anything you need from that one sheet from Totino's?
Yep.
While
yep.
we do it, does that work? Is that okay with the listeners? I guess they can't respond. I hope that's okay with the listeners.
It's gonna have to be. Yeah.
Okay. There's only one unicorn left, I think, is how it starts.
Yep.
Don't you think? There's only one left.
And I'll admit now.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Okay. Well, you couldn't help. You must have taken some in through the cultural ether of being born in the 80s. Do you know anything about what happens in The Last Unicorn?
And I said, no, I don't know.
There's a
demon,
I think. And he wants to capture the unicorn for his traveling circus.
Okay. Oh, you hear that?
Yeah, he sounds
You're
angry.
Upsetting the boy.
Okay. I think the movie is really
hates demons.
Dark. It's really dark and scary. And okay. I also think The Last Unicorn...
Animated?
It's animated. Okay. I also think The Last Unicorn turns into a girl at the end. And so there are, by the laws of the movie, no more unicorns at all. None of us, okay. No one can help with this. No one can help with this. You can't help.
There are no more unicorns. She was the last unicorn.
And then
you
she's
know what
not.
It reminds me of?
What?
It reminds me of Totino's Pizzeria in Minneapolis.
Okay.
Which quickly grew into the frozen pizza giant we know today.
Okay.
And their spinoff, so the last unicorn transforming into the girl.
Uh-huh.
Sort of reminds me of when Totino's transformed their frozen pizza line into the number one pizza roll in America, Totino's Pizza Roll.
Okay.
Is what it reminds me of.
Yeah.
Okay. The kid's pissed.
Yeah, why is he so furious?
Don't know.
He's shouting at Jamie. She's angry at him.
I can text Jamie.
No, it's fine. I like it. I like it. It's good.
Why is the boy so pissed?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, you know what? This is not a joke.
Yeah.
I went to go text Jamie, and I typed, why is the boy so pissed with Z's? Because I think I've just got pizza rolls
you
on
got
mine.
Pizza rolls on the brain. Okay. Yeah. Well, should we do our, we have a quick burn that we can do.
Do you want the boy to come down? It's been a while since you've appeared on the show.
Let's see what he says.
We can have him explain himself.
Okay, should we do our burn while we wait for him?
Yeah.
And we're having a little chuckle because it is our first conflagration of the fortnight, and it's when we talk about the burns in the book, and in fact, what it is our burn of the week, and guess what? It's burn of the week. Did you have a burn of the week this week, Tanner?
I did, yes.
Good.
My burn is when you...
Me.
When one...
Yeah.
Decides to go with the other guys, you know, and they're...
Like bubbly.
Pizza rolls...
Okay, gotcha.
Kind of cook unevenly in the oven or microwave.
Yeah.
And you burn your tongue on them when you take them out. Not like Totino's pizza rolls, which are expertly designed to cook evenly... And nicely and give you that perfect crusty crunch each time.
Yeah. Okay.
Did I have a burn from the book? No.
Okay. No, but that was great. So this has been Burn of the Week brought to you by Tostino's
Totino's Pizza Rolls. Yes.
My burn of the week is a burn that I'm going to do
at
myself, but I'm going to use...
Who's the victim?
A passage from the book to pivot off of. So are you ready?
Yeah. I think Jamie's does not have her phone on her.
Okay, well, that's fine. We're almost coming to the end. Well, babies and gentlemen, you guys are going to... You'll hear from Miles, I promise you.
I'll get him down here.
Sometime in the next...
Hey, Jamie? Jamie? Yeah? Will you bring Miles down?
Great.
Okay. He's coming down. Get your burnout
quick. All right, here it is. Ready? If the Circus DeMarco unicorn is real, okay. said... Okay.
Come on down. Go ahead, Jack.
It's okay that I'm coming too.
Jack,
Jamie wasn't invited. Hey, Miles. Hi. He did a big Tanner smile. Hey, Jamie. Wow. Miles, say something interesting.
Do you want to talk to
him? It's an audio medium. Miles, it's an audio medium.
We heard you screaming upstairs, so we decided to have you on the show.
It's just like his papa. It's an audio medium, Miles.
Can you go, ba, 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 ba?
He looks great. He's looking fantastic.
Is there anything you want to say?
He was eating the mic. That was good.
Yeah, he said, ah.
Let me see if I can show you anything interesting.
He wants to know why it's not echoing like his karaoke microphone.
Oh, yeah. He's got a karaoke mic that he likes. Can you sing into the mic?
Ba, ba, ba.
Miles, what's this?
What is that? Oh, it's Tamoya. You know what he likes, Jack?
What?
Big rig trucks.
You want me to get a truck?
Like a big rig, like an 18-wheeler.
I mean, I could get a truck.
Yeah, let's do it. I think he'll respond positively.
I'll be back in one minute. You say it. Keep saying interesting things. I'll be back in 1 minute.
Okay. Yeah, he's gonna go. Uncle Jack's gonna get you a truck.
Are you guys gonna be down here for a couple minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Miles will help us finish out the show.
The whole rest of the show?
Yeah. We're almost done. You can't hear yourself, but Papa can hear you in his headphones. Do you want to try the headphones on? What? What is this? Can you hear it? What is that? Can you hear you? You don't like having headphones on, do you? No, I don't like headphones, Papa. We're just waiting for Uncle Jack. Do you want to sing?
Dada.
Yes, Dada. That's me. Where's Jack? Where did he go? So we're talking to our fans. We heard you screaming upstairs, and we were wondering what was so concerning that you were so worked up about.
Okay.
Okay, here's Uncle Jack.
Let's begin.
Let's see what he's got for us.
So this...
Whoa! Look at that cool truck.
It's a car transporter truck. What do you think, Miles? That's pretty good. Okay, I've got some more. Hang on.
Did you see that cool truck that Jack had?
What's this, Miles?
Whoa! Look at this.
Look at this. This is a cool, it's like a crane truck.
Whoa.
What do you think?
Whoa!
Yeah. Okay. This is a pickup truck.
That's a big pickup truck.
It's orange. What do you think?
Pickup truck. It's a tow truck.
It's a tow truck. Sorry. It's a tow truck. What do you think? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on.
He likes it.
Miles, this is a fire truck. Yeah. Yeah. Pretty cool. And
the other day,
we got one more.
You have another one?
Yeah, one more.
We should get you more truck toys.
This is a hippie van. It's just like, it's what hippies would drive. They say, peace, man.
What do you think of that?
Not as cool.
He's less into it.
Okay.
It didn't get quite as animated as a response.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to show you the crane truck one more time, and then we'll wrap this up.
The other day, Miles and I went for a walk, and the street we live on is very quiet, but... Whoa, that's
a crane
cool
truck.
As hell, huh? He wants it.
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool. The other day, we were walking on the street by our house, which is a somewhat busy street in a quiet neighborhood, and there's a bus route on it, and a bus driver pulled over as though to pick us up.
Yeah.
And I would like waved him off. I was like, no, no, no. And he was like, he pointed at Miles. And then he lowered his bus down with the hydraulics and, like, made both of the, like, handicap ramps come out and then, like, put both handicap ramps away and, like, raised the bus back up and, like, honked his horn.
That is awesome.
And then, like, pulled up to an house and he was like, your son's adorable. Like, he loves buses.
That's very good.
All right, Miles, we're going to finish off the show. You're welcome to sit here because Mama decided to go eat.
Yeah, that's fine. Let's just wrap things up. I want to say my burn. I'm going to keep holding this truck so Miles can marvel at it.
That's cool, huh?
But I need you to pay attention to my burn, Tanner.
Yeah.
If the Circus DeMarco unicorn is real, said Sarah Ford, where did they get it? Why isn't it more famous? Why aren't scientists studying it? And my burn is, why aren't scientists studying your doesn't exist avitus, Sarah Ford?
Yes. Who?
Who?
Sarah Ford, who?
Who?
No,
yeah.
I didn't want
Sarah Ford's the real unicorn in this one. Brought to you by Tostinos. We're going to go.
Totinos, yeah, we're going to go. Miles is getting bored. I have put on a video on YouTube of 18-wheeler trucks for him to look at.
Oh, that's why I stopped paying attention to me.
Okay. Yeah, that's a cool truck, huh?
I would like to thank everyone for bearing with us this week. Miles, I'd like to thank you for bearing with me.
Yeah, he says you're welcome.
Tanner, I'd like to thank you for bearing with me.
Yep.
I'd like to thank the writers of The Last Unicorn. Sorry, he had like pages and pages of material for me, and I really didn't use a lot.
And I would like to thank Totino's for putting another zero on the end of my net worth. It paid me a lot of money for this sponsored segment.
We'd like to thank the Elite Baby so very much. We love you and we kiss you every day and all the time. And we are so very grateful to you for subscribing to our little big show. The Little Sister Little Episodes. This week we read a novel that was called Little Sister Number 89, Karen's Unicorn. Yeah. Next week we're going to be reading a little novel called Little Sister Number 90, Karen's Haunted House. Spooky.
Spooky.
Yes. Are you watching the big rigs too?
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Okay. All that remains is for me to say that this week my name has been Jack Alexander Shepherd.
My name is Tanner Green Ring. Can you say your name?
Lisa's name is Mommy.
What's Zendaya's name? Is Michi.
Safe room for dinner at Daddy's.
In 88, Anna Martin wrote some new books that also became a cult. And now it's time. The Babysitters, Baby Elite, Elite Baby, Little Sister, Big Episodes.
Bye, Miles.
Can you say bye? Can you say bye to Jack?
Hi, Dad.
That's pretty good. That was pretty good.
Be very.